Encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 29th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
What's the, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, honestly.
Were you out? Were you out playing your music last night?
I wasn't. I was just up late.
Oh.
Honestly. Well, like 11. 11.
11.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too bad. But
it gives you still gives you around 7 hours.
No, it's good. Yeah. I love sleep, so.
You love sleep?
I love sleep.
I love sleep.
Oh,
you know what?
So nice.
And as I've gotten older, I've kind of lost it's not that I don't love sleep still.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of ignoring her sometimes.
Yeah, I get it.
No.
I get it.
So what's the weather look like?
Alrighty. So today has a high of 99. Tonight's a low of 67. Thursday, a high of 96. Thursday night, a low of 66. Friday, a high of 94. Friday night, a low of 66. Saturday, we have a high of 89. Saturday night, a low of 63. And it looks like Sunday, we have a high of 79 now. It looks like there's a slight chance of showers on Sunday. Weird.
I see that. You know what? A high near 80 on Sunday.
It's weird.
Is that cool or what? Mm-hmm. My gosh. What's going on?
I don't know.
Do we have an Arctic front moving down?
I mean, the 4th of July is almost always the hottest day of the year.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
It does.
It's probably because we're outside and
most of the
all these things are happening.
Yeah, I mean, I remember years where it was like 114 out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, you know, climate change, it's cooling off. And more rain. So.
I mean, aren't we due for like an El Nino or something?
Yeah. Like you know, El Nino being is that the hot winds blow from the south. And I don't know if that's going to come later or not, but this is a chance of showers on Sunday after 11 a.m.
Weird.
Mostly sunny. And then Monday, same thing. Oh, no. No, on Monday it looks like it'll clear. But that's cool. That's 4th. I have declared independence this weekend,
okay.
as you know. The station is going to celebrate Independence Day by not having to come in here. Except for baseball. That's different.
Gotcha.
That's, you know, baseball, apple pie, you know, Ford, whatever that commercial was. So we'll do the baseball game Saturday night and Sunday and Monday.
Tight.
So while everybody's off, my gang's in here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Working hard.
Do what? Oh, working hard?
Working hard.
Oh, they said, yeah, Purple Heart. I've been wounded at the job. Okay. Yeah, I'm so proud of all of y'all.
Well, thank you.
Well, not just you, and you're just really good. But all everybody, we got a new sports announcer coming in, Ethan. He's all excited. He's taking over this weekend. By the way, the sports reporter for the Record Searchlight. Everybody. Jared, even though he's taking another job, is still kind of working here. I'm still not sure how that works, but it is. Okay, everybody. Today, we're going to have the Department of Water Resources is with us at 8 o'clock. And at 7:30, I want to talk about that. Did you know that the chapel out at Igo at the Veterans Cemetery is shut down? And why is that? Well, we're going to talk about that and what's being done about it or what's not being done about it since it's been shut down for over a month, and the impact that has on our community. But the first thing we're going to talk about is, you know, it was interesting in the Board of Supervisors yesterday. I, of course, didn't go to it, but I look at it. And, you know, people are upset about the election, you know, about the primaries. Well, what about the county? What about the machines? Why isn't there cameras in there? No, the simple answer to why there isn't cameras in there is they were ordered. They just haven't gotten here yet. They got one camera up. The other thing is that Joe Comente, whose birthday, by the way, was yesterday, and I don't, you know, they didn't sing happy birthday to him during the board. No, the whole crowd didn't get up and sing happy birthday to Joe. If it had of, it could have just caused a, you know, pandemonium there because everybody singing happy birthday to Joe, even the people that haven't been fond of Joe. I just think it would have been a, you know, it would have been a good start to a new year. Anyway, the election's over, my friends. The primaries are over. General elections are starting now. The hard fought campaigns, there were some things on all, you know, on some sides that were, you know, kind of considered could be questionable. There were some sign stealing and sign destruction, but, you know, you expect that with every election. But now we're going into the general election and, at the state level and the county level and the city level. Going to be city council running too. So that's going to be interesting. See who's stepping up for this. So of course the runoff is in the first district, in the general election. It's going to be, Kevin Cry and Aaron Reznor. And that's going to be interesting. And then in the fifth district, Baron Browning and Chris Kellstrom. That too. That campaign run by those two gentlemen was clean. Everything I saw was clean and above board. They talked about the issues. So this is going to start up again probably in August because since we send out ballots, you know, the year beforehand, it seems like, so people can vote early. Now, it's going to be mail-in ballots. Again, you know, for years, it's been like it's 79% of all people vote, you know, by mail-in. Either they drop it off or they mail them back in. Now, they mail all the ballots. So it appears that when I get the ballot this year, I just won't trash can it. I'll keep it so I can take it down with me because I always vote the day of the election. And I will say this, Eric Jensen has sent me an email, who ran for DA. He said there's several questions about certain things, and he's waiting for answers under Freedom of Information Act, and we're following that. I'm positive that's not going to have any impact on the results of the election. However, it may have an impact on, you know, going forward on how we do the election. We'll see. Probably be a good idea to have Eric back and have him talk about this. Because when you start, you know, citing other cases and all this, it becomes harder to follow. Anyway, but now, perhaps, until November, we can work on things at the Board of Supervisors, like getting a new jail. How about fires? And reduction of ladder fuels and cleaning up areas that need to be cleaned up and planning for this fire season and planning on doing things for some of these roads around here and getting things done. That's, we need to hire a new Health and Human Services. We need to hire a new county executive officer. And, yes, we need to hire a new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Now, whether that can be Troy, who can lead up to that, or if it's somebody else, we need to get that done too. It's time to do the people's work and get past all this. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about, hey, did you know that, I don't know if you follow the January 6th, commission. I don't. I just don't. I figure it's a witch hunt. That even if they found, and they said that Donald Trump stood outside on the balcony of the White House naked, shooting fireworks off, and had photos, I would have a tough time believing it. It is so partisan. And the things they're bringing up are so strange. But this latest one has got to be, you know, they're really reaching on this one. And we got to talk about that a little bit when we get back. But this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's the one thing. Liam, you talked about sleep. And here it is.
Sure love it.
Sleep Number. You know what? I don't care what your political persuasion is. I don't care if you are a hair on fire liberal or a hair on fire conservative. You two will meet at some point anyway. It's a circle. You need sleep and you enjoy sleep. I truly enjoy sleeping on my Sleep Number. Linda truly enjoys sleeping on her Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 50 last night. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 35. And it's hot outside, you know, even with the air conditioning on, you know, it's baked all day. And so it's still warm. You try to get the temperature down in your bedroom. I could care less about the rest of the house, but the bedroom, if we can keep that cooler, you try to do that. The bottom line is you can adjust this bed the way you want it so that if you've had a tough day and maybe you need less firmness in your mattress and need it to kind of hug you a little more, you can do this because this is Sleep Number. We recommend Sleep Number. Our kids have it. My sister has it. Her brother and sister have it. We have friends. They have. I mean, we've got a number of people because we believe in it because it works. It's Sleep Number. And why should you choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now don't miss out on Sleep Number's 4th of July special with a Queen 360 C2 smart bed. Now only $899 plus special financing if you want and free home delivery when you add a base. Now that ends Monday. And Lee at our Sleep Number stores, and that's over in the Target Shopping Center. Maybe this is a great gift to give yourself for the rest of the year, is the gift of sleep. Now, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Go on over. See Richard or any of the gang over there, Jeremy or any of the gang over there, and lay on the beds. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to count.
Tired of listening to people who are angry?
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. And to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Fall in love with your vehicle again with a new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call Mako for a free estimate. They also offer touch-ups, collision repair for damage, dings, and dents, all at a great price. One-third less than the national average. Fall in love again with your vehicle.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're standing in the center of the studio in Redding, California. Not quite the same as standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. Welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 29th of June. It's 7:22 in the morning, and the temperature is only a balmy. Oh, I've got like 67 degrees here, so it's going to go up to around 99, be under 100 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only area hospital that has a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, that which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They also have the TAVR valve replacement, which instead of having your chest cracked open to replace a valve, they can go in through an artery or a vein. I'm not sure which. And go up, replace the valve in your heart. Instead of, like I said, cracking your chest open like they used to. And then you're up that afternoon and you go home the next day. Oh, TAVR valve replacement, only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, let's go to the phones. Tina, good morning.
Hey, Carl.
Hey,
I have a Sleep Number bed story for you.
Uh-oh, I hope it's good.
Okay, my cousin and I got stuck at the Phoenix Airport overnight. And so we stayed in a hotel, I think it was the Hilton Garden Inn. And we... the mattress that we stayed on was a Sleep Number mattress. And the next morning when we checked out, we said, what mattress was that? It was so perfect. And they said it was a Sleep Number mattress. And I have no idea whose number I slept on, but it was the most comfortable mattress I'd ever been on.
I don't know what number I was sleeping on. Did it have
I don't know what number it was.
Did you have the remote there?
Yes. But we didn't pay attention.
Yeah, you don't do that.
We got in late at night. We were stuck overnight.
Yeah.
But I slept on somebody's number, and it was fabulous.
I'm glad to hear that. So,
yeah.
Well, so now you know you're simpatico with somebody else out there.
Right. Now I have to go get a mattress.
There you go. Hey, they're having a great sale. It's 4th of July. Hey,
all right, thank you.
Mention our names, and you might be able to get in that friend and family. Tell them you want that friend and family deal.
Does that get you a discount, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
try
I'll
it.
Do that.
Okay, thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Well, see? Unsolicited phone call. But it's true. All right. Let's talk about what's going on out at the Igo Cemetery. Well, you know, gosh, 6 weeks ago at least, Senator Maurice Johannesson walked into my office, which he does on a regular basis, and I truly enjoy that all the time. He goes, the chapel shut down. And I went, why? And he says, I don't know, it's all torn up in there. He had walked in. And he says, it's all torn up in there, and they're saying something about water pressure or in the sprinkler heads, and they've just torn it up. So I called the cemetery and said, well, what's going on here? And they said that the state, who had been the California Veterans Administration, had said, oh, well, you know what? There was something about the sprinklers that weren't right. And so they finally got the money after 6 years to fix it. And it'll be done in, you know, a few weeks. Oh. So I called from there I thought, well, was there a complaint or something like that? So I called the county fire marshal. Very nice people over there. And they said, no, we haven't made any reports on anything like that. So this came out of it. Looks like the California Veterans Administration. And you'd say to yourself, okay, they're just trying to fix it. Well, still not fixed. It's June. We're getting ready to, it's for all intents and purposes, it's July. Thanks a lot, Liam. It's July. It's in the hundreds, and yet the funerals don't stop, as they did during COVID, but the funerals don't stop. And so now there's no chapel. In fact, it's gone to the point where they've changed the keys so that the senator who, as you know, Senator Johannesson, who is the one that donated the land, is the one that built the chapel, can't get in to see it. They don't want him in there, which I think is kind of specious too. However, in a meeting yesterday, with the Board of Supervisors, Les Bond and Pat Miniturn, who is the acting CAO, Chief Administrative Officer, and, gosh, I don't know. Oh, CAL FIRE, and I don't know, whatever the fire marshals are for this area. And nobody knew about this. And Les Ball and everybody is quite upset about this, that this happened. And nothing was said, and yet now we've got a chapel set, you know, that was built for our community and the community surrounding anybody that, you know, that was going to be laid to rest there. Our veterans being laid to rest with, at IGO. Now your funerals and your celebrations of life out there have got to be done out in the sun. Now I was there one time when it was done outside under, and they have a pavilion, and it's like 110 degrees. Well, it's all concrete, and everything's reflecting, and it's a miserable experience. It's already a bad experience because you're burying a loved one or someone you respect, but now it's hot. It's very hot. So the chapel's still shut down. What's going on? We got phone calls into IGO trying to find out what's going on, but now we've got the county government, hopefully. I wrote a letter to them about it, but then Senator Johannesson just went in and talked to him directly. I think that we need some more purpose in this. I am glad that the Board of Supervisors Chairman, Les Baugh, has taken a personal interest in this. I would hope that we would have an answer by the end of this week about when are we going to open the chapel up? And is there anything in there that would keep us from going in and completing this work, say, during the winter instead of during the summer? It's another example. And if they say, no, we've got to finish it now and it's going to take another 6 weeks, there's something wrong with this. And again, it's another example of bureaucracy not really understanding or really caring. Well, we've got the money, so let's spend it right now. But there's nobody can tell you when it's going to be over. Now, when I get through again to the head, we've got a new IGO Cemetery, Veteran Cemetery officer in charge out there who came in the last couple of weeks, and from people I've talked to, she seems amenable and interested about what's going on. So let's try and find out Is there a due date on this? And if there isn't, can they do something about still keeping it open for funerals to go through there? So people don't have to stand out in 115-degree weather to bury their loved ones. Okay. We will continue talking about this one until we get an answer on it. I'm not looking to be out there right away, but, you know, maybe in the next 40 years, you never can tell. I'd like to be the oldest living radio commentator. That at age 110, I am still in here giving pithy statements, talking about the status of the world. And Liam, in 40 years, you could still be in here.
I could.
You could.
Friends for life.
Friends for life. FFL.
FFL.
Okay, that's the other thing. Okay, shifting into younger people, and you're younger. You know, these things that you see, you know, FFL, BFF, which I tried to figure that one out for a while, and then it's Best Friends Forever,
it
right?
Is Best Friends Forever.
Is there another one? It's like LG something, I don't know. It's, no, not LG. It's something about somebody's a good friend, and it's like four letters. Or, you know, it's like a BFOE. What's a BFOE?
Have you ever heard of that one? I haven't heard of that one. Frankly, I think that they, like...
Is that a passe thing?
I don't think they exist as much as people think they exist. The, you know what I mean?
Okay.
The BFF. I don't know. I don't use them. I know people that use them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maximal Insurance. Maximal Insurance and Financial, who we have our insurance with Maximal, my life insurance. And it's a pleasant experience working with the people over there at Maximal Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has had her business since 1993. She's got a well-trained group of people there that work with her. And they can address your financial questions, your investments, your 401s, your retirement plans, or how does insurance fall into your retirement plans, or should it? All these questions, health insurance, which at any time is crazy. I sit down and listen to her for an hour talking about health insurance plans with my in-laws, and she just laid it out so clearly, even I understood it. This is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening come, watching ships roll in.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you see the bill we all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's on assignment this morning. She has got a great assignment. With this heat and everything, she had to perform some task that started. She walked out of the door this morning at 5:45 this morning to go get these things done because it's so hot. Today it is going to get up to 99, which is still warm, but it, you know, it's not that three digits. 7:37 here on the Wednesday, the 29th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. We say this, and we talk about Four Winds Jewelry. They've been with us since the day we opened up. They've gone through a change of ownership there, but it's still the same great people. Even Leonard, who owned the place and first started advertising with us, still works there a couple of days a week. And they've got a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. You need things cleaned, fixed, repaired. That's the place to go to. Plus, like I said, a great selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I don't watch baseball or basketball. I watch baseball sometimes if it's like if I'm changing the channel or something like that and it stops. But this weekend, the Los Angeles Angels and the Seattle Mariners played, and it probably was – I'm going to have to look it up, and it's on – I'm sure it's on YouTube and every news. They got into a fight. No, it wasn't a fight. It was a brawl. And it ends up after that Major League Baseball suspended and fined 12 people, 12 players, with suspensions going, players or coaches, ranging from 10 games down to 3. Nobody's quite sure what started it. At least, you know, they know what started it. But it appears that when a pitcher hit a batter, a pitcher by the name of Lance hit Winker with a pitch in the leg Sunday, after he was hit, he showed them Winker and Rendon, who is the got in an argument, and one got pushed in the face, and that's all it took. And then punches were thrown, players and coaches were being pulled off each other while others were squaring off, looking for some more fights. You know, the boys of summer. Have you ever played baseball?
I played T-ball when I was really, really
okay,
little.
Okay, that doesn't really count because in T-ball, sometimes you run the wrong direction.
I always did.
That's true. Now, I played baseball, and I played, you know, I pitched and I caught. I was a catcher, too. And sometimes things get rowdy out there. Like your garden home plate and a guy's coming in from third, you just know what's going to happen. When that ball's coming in, he's going to try and move you off the plate, and you're there protecting the plate. But you expect that. Now, if they came running in, you know, it was never where somebody came in with their spikes, you know, head level when they came through, but you knew you were going to get bounced. And there's other things. But I'm thinking is that, you know, and I finished playing baseball in high school. I never saw anything like this. Where you got into, you know, where both benches emptied and people were throwing punches or anything. It was a kinder, gentler world when we were back there. The state of California, after the Roe versus Wade, you're going to have a chance to vote on a constitutional amendment here. To make abortion, put it in the Constitution as a right here. We're going to decide in November whether to guarantee the right to abortion in the state constitution, which is, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the turnout is on that one. You know, can people vote for one thing and vote then on the other side? Who knows? They might. You know, the court said that Roe versus Wade, it's up to the states to allow it. And we talked about this as something like 13 states immediately banned abortion or mostly banned abortion, but 13 more hopping on. So there'll be, you know, 26 states that have severe abortion restrictions while the other ones are letting it play out the way it is. Or like in California, they want to make it into, an amendment to the, Constitution. Because they have, right now, they said the legal right of abortion in California is based upon the right to privacy. And the Supreme Court ruling declared that a right to privacy does not guarantee a right to abortion. So this is what it's going to say. Shall not deny or interfere with an individual's reproductive freedom in the most intimate decisions, which includes the fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and the fundamental right to choose or refuse contraceptives. Republicans are saying, wait a minute. This means is that's at any age. It doesn't say like before 25 weeks or 24 weeks. It just says, you know, this means is that all the way up to and having viable births, which is the main objection to this from people. About 70%, if you look at polls, say that they think abortion should be allowed. The wording of this says nothing about late term. It puts no restrictions on it, Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher said. And then a doctor, though, a Democrat from San Diego in practice, an OBGYN, said it should be up to the patient and their doctor. But you're going to have a chance to vote on it come November. It seems like, to me, if a child can be born and live, it can live outside the womb, that, and this is just me, it seems like killing that child is a, you know, that is a supreme act of conscience. I mean, how is your conscience? And again, I've never been pregnant, but I have a real problem with that. And I think even people that are pro-choice have a big problem with that too. you know, the woman's right, but when a child can live outside the womb, this is where the a lot of people who may be pro-choice, it's up to the woman, it's, you know, it's her body, but but when it gets to that point, I think there's a lot of soul searching going on that one. We'll take a break and we're going to be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felino would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:49 in the morning. It's 70 degrees out there, going up about 99 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber at Estate Granite. He works by appointments only because he's a very busy guy, but he is truly an artist when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate, tile, any of these. He can redo your kitchen so it looks totally different and so much better. He works by appointments only, and he does do free consultations. If you give him a call and go in, and he'll take a look at what you have and then your ideas, and he can meld these together into a really, really artistic accomplishment at the end there. So you're going to be real happy. Learn more at EstateGranite.com or give him a call at 530-241-STONE. Is that Bruce on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I am better than I should be.
Well, good. That's good to hear. There's an article at the front page of our liberal rag in Reading, Chimenti praising voters showing approval for our voting system here, and I find that kind of a little disturbing to me that he's praising our voting system. That's basically a system designed by Democrats. It's designed for our Americans who are not, are pretty lazy, that don't want to go to the polls. So we have these unsecured drop boxes. We have voting machines that have been proven that they can be hacked. And we have ballot harvesting. We have mail-in voting. We don't have voter ID. And he's praising the system. I would suggest that Joe man up and change his voter registration to Democrat. I voted for him the first time, but what a disappointment he's been for me. And, I mean, liberal France has an election system that's closer to what we should have. They have voter ID, paper ballots, one day of voting, no mail-in voting. It's just like we're not a serious country anymore. I just really find it frustrating that something so precious is treated so lightly, and sadly, most Americans are not paying attention to what's going on. And he's praising all the voters that have spoken, that Kathy Darling, she may be a nice person, but she's a liberal Democrat, and these are Democrat policies. I mean, case in point, in this election, 9% of the voters in District 1 voted for Ms. Vollmers, who dropped out of the race. I mean, I just don't have confidence that the people have paid attention to what the issues are and listened to the debates, and it's just very frustrating to see this.
Well, you know,
I'm really worried about our voting system. I think it's.
I think our voting system, you know, for one thing, we've been voting for like 20 years, or maybe not quite that long, with mail-in ballots here in Shasta County,
and
like 79% of the people use a mail-in ballot. Either they mail it in. Well, I know, but just let me talk just for a second. And they either drop it off that day at a polling place, or they mail them in. I, like many people, like to walk down there.
Me too.
And, you know, write it down and feed it to the machine and hear that little burp. The thing about it is voter ID. I think the vast majority of people want that, you know, by every poll you see. You know, but you're right, this is a Democratic state, and they mail out all the ballots. What you do with it then is, you know, to me, you should have, and this is just me, and maybe you, is that we have 2 days, maybe 3 days of voting where people will have a full 3 days, but you got to come in, you got to show ID, and then you vote. Unless you have absentee ballots or there's reasons you can't get in. There's some people that can't get in. So for the mail-in ballots, it's, but I don't think you're going to see that in the state of California.
No, sadly, because Americans, again, are allowing this kind of system. I mean,
it's easy.
It's a corrupt system. You've seen 2,000 mules. There's been so much evidence in other states of all these problems. This is a precious right. And Americans are lazy and spoiled. And,
yes.
You know, I've always went to the polling place for the last 50 years. I've never had a problem, whether I'm working, take the day off, whatever it is. I've always
after
made
work,
a point to vote.
After work, it's open till 8 o'clock at night.
I know. And I've never had a problem. They keep saying,
one of the big problems, Bruce, is this, the number of people that turn out. So, to me, if you're willing to make that extra step, you know, go after work, go before work, take your lunch hour, run down there, that's, you know, But if people aren't voting, like in this last on the primary, with all of the excitement going on for this election, 48% voted.
That's a sad statement.
It is, you know,
and
it is.
Sadly, a lot of those people that voted are not that informed.
I
don't think they are. When you have 9% of the people voting for Ms. Vollmers, who dropped out of the race. I mean, what does that tell you in District 1?
Well, you know what, though, but I will tell you this, is that any time you have a person's name on the ballot, even if they're dead, and this has happened.
I know.
You know, they've won a huge percentage. I think one dead person actually won one time.
But it's wrong. It just shows
ignorance of the electorate.
The American people don't appreciate their freedoms and their rights.
There you go.
And they're giving it up. And we are in perilous times for this republic. Anybody that's paying attention would say that we are in perilous times for our republic. And I don't know how much worse it's going to get, but it could get a hell of a lot worse, and I hope it doesn't.
I think it could also get better. Thanks a lot, Bruce. I appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, bye.
You know, this is what people feel. Now, I want to finish up with this January 6th. You sure I didn't talk about this? You and I talked about it. Are you sure I didn't talk about this already?
We skimmed it, but not talk about, like, the key points.
Okay, well, here's this lady. Her name, she was a former top aide. Her name's Cassidy Hutchinson, a former top aide to Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. And the White House, what she said, and this is where she came in, this is the explosive testimony. Supposedly White House counsel Pat Cipollone reportedly warned staff in the days before the rally, we're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if Trump goes to the Capitol. Because, you know, that day they were voting on, you know, Electoral College and that. Following Trump's speech at the Ellipse, he got into the presidential SUV under the impression he was going to go to the Capitol, and had a very strong, very angry response when the head of his Secret Service detail said, we're not going to go to the Capitol, and that supposedly, now get this, this is what Hutchinson testified to. The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me to the Capitol now. You know, could you hear him saying that?
Probably. Yes.
But what happened, relaying that she was told later that day by another White House aide. So they're taking hearsay evidence in here. And then, as you said, because you listened to it, said it was something like, or words to the effect.
To the effect.
And the president, when he did that, Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. Now, what's wrong with this? Engel and the SUV driver, an unnamed Secret Service agent, are prepared to testify now before the committee. The president didn't lunge at the steering wheel. I mean, this is where we are. This is why January 6th, people could care less. It's a witch hunt. Like I said, they've gotten to the point, and it's so after everything that's gone on with the Russians, you know, the dossier which was written by the Democrats and that Hillary Clinton had signed off on doing it. Everything they've tried to prove on this thing about collusion with the Russians has just been proven to be false. Proven to be false. And now they're relying on hearsay testimony that said this happened, and two Secret Service agents who were in the car said, nah, that did not happen. So, again, it makes you wonder why, with all the things going on, the Ukraine, our economy, inflation, riots in the streets, pro-life buildings and churches being burned down, attacks by homegrown terrorists, the June something movement. And they're in here taking hearsay testimony from an aide, and people inside the car have already said it didn't happen. It's pathetic, just pathetic. And, Bruce, this is why I wonder, unless there's changes in Congress, this ain't going to change. This is just not going to change. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to come back. We've got a lady from California Water Resources and Agency.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. The first reference to Shasta was made in 1814 by British explorer and fur trapper Alexander Henry, who wrote about the Shasta tribe of Indians living on the mountain. Another version suggests that Shasta is a corruption of the Russian word Tashel, meaning white or pure mountain. Russian fur trappers were in the area from 1812 to 1842. In 1827, Hudson Bay's company brigade leader Peter Skeen Ogden wrote in his diary, "I have named this river Sasteen River. There is a mountain equal in height to Mount Hood or Vancouver. I have named it Mount Sasteen." In later years, the words Shasti, Sastis, Chasta, Chastala, Sasti, and Sasti, or several more, were used, all references to Mount Shasta. Mail to the early Shasta residents arrived addressed to Shastea, Sasti, Sasta, and Shasti. This was contributed by Dottie Smith.
For over 2 years, and we're finally being let out.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Holiday air travel woes persist. FlightAware.com reporting just over 727 U.S. flight delays so far today, with 157 flight cancellations so far. Yesterday, there were more than 4,600 delays and 312 flight cancellations in the U.S., again, that according to FlightAware.com. Billionaire Jeff Bezos accusing President Biden of misleading the public about inflation. The Amazon founder calls Mr. Biden's statement regarding gasoline prices either straight-ahead misdirection or a deep misunderstanding of basic market dynamics. Back in May, Bezos cited the administration for failing to ease inflation. Wall Street is closed for July 4th. Following a nice rally on Friday, the Dow will resume trading tomorrow at 31,097. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
A leading Swiss non-governmental group is calling out Switzerland as a safe haven for Russian oligarchs and as a trading hub for Russian oil, grain, and coal. Public Eye urges the Swiss executive branch to use all levers at its disposal to stop the financing of this inhumane aggression, a reference to Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine that has killed untold thousands of people, driven millions from their homes, and rippled through the world economy by driving up food and fuel prices. A fourth crew member has been rescued after a storm sunk an engineering vessel 2 days earlier. That, according to officials in China, the crew member was rescued by a Navy ship and is in stable condition, according to a statement by the Guangdong Maritime Authorities. Rescue work is ongoing. The latest rescued person, part of a 30-member crew on board the vessel, a China-registered floating crane that was involved in building several offshore wind farms. News and analysis, townhall.com. Several Russian diplomats and their families have been booted out of Bulgaria.
A top diplomat confirms he was among the 70 Russian diplomatic staff members declared persona non grata last week. They were all ordered to leave the country by the end of Sunday. That expulsion decision was announced last week by the acting Prime Minister, Kirill Petkov, who took a strong stance against Russia after it invaded Ukraine in February. Jason Walker reporting.
More than 30,000 residents of Sydney and its surrounding areas told to evacuate or prepare to evacuate their homes as Australia's largest city faces more severe flooding. Days of torrential rains have caused dams to overflow and rivers to surge across their banks. The excess water means that parts of the city of 5 million people facing a fourth flooding emergency in just 16 months. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Fridays. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Today's the 29th of June. And we let another month get away from us, buddy. And 8:05 in the morning, and news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm, man. What's the weather look like, buddy?
All righty. So today we have a high of 99 and a low of 67. Thursday, a high of 96 and a low of 66. Friday, a high of 94. Friday night, a low of 64. Saturday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 89. Saturday night, a low of 63. Sunday, slight chance of showers with a high of 79. Sunday night, a low of 61. And then Monday, looks like we're at a high of around 80. For,
Fourth
of July, yeah.
Wow, well, hopefully there's no cloud cover or anything. So it's mostly
crossed.
Clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to get a little bit warmer on Tuesday, so I imagine it'll start going up again.
Yeah.
Hey, your weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business that takes extremely good care of their customers. They think of their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the phone, we have Janine Jones, who is the California Department of Water Resources Interstate Resources Manager. Did I get that right?
You did.
Thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it. Water. What is it? Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting?
That was attributed to Mark Twain, yes.
Is that true?
I think the quote was spurious, but the sentiment was certainly good.
Hey, Janine, tell me what the Department of Water Resources does.
Well, among other things, we operate the State Water Project, operate parts of the flood control system in the Sacramento Valley, and provide a wide variety of financial assistance and technical assistance to water agencies. And we also administer the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act program.
Okay. This year, I would hope that part of this hour, or 47 minutes after, you know, commercials, is one of education. And if you don't mind me, if you being kind of our go-to person to ask questions about and explain some things to us. This year, the acid canal here in the Cottonwood district, Anderson Cottonwood district, the canal, for the first time in 100 years, has no water in it. Are you familiar with this one?
Yes. So, you know, what we're seeing is a repeat of circumstances that we saw in our 2012 to 2016 drought, in which some agricultural contractors of the Bureau of Reclamation received no water.
And is it just because that there is no water? Is there a change in policy?
We are, once again, experiencing another drought, and California has been dry more often than not in the 21st century. last year was an extreme year in terms of both lack of precipitation and extreme heat. And this year, while not as bad, also very dry, and importantly, Lake Shasta is quite low.
We don't have a lot to say about temperature and rainfall. But we do have what things can be done to so that farmers and ranchers get some allotment of water so they can continue to grow food out there.
Well, it's important to recognize that water reliability is a function of how much customers can afford to pay for water.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, urban water users, cities, towns, communities, tend to be able to pay more for water and therefore can afford more options to improve reliability. But agriculture is a business, and businesses are driven by markets, so their affordability is different. So, for example, an urban area might invest in a water recycling project that would be too expensive for agricultural customers.
Okay. Everything depends. So much depends on our agriculture. I've heard stories, and they could be anecdotal, that people are just letting, like, the rice fields go fallow, that you're not going to have the almond harvest, and that, well, this doesn't impact on us this year, it's going to really impact on us next year.
So in the last couple of California's major droughts at a statewide level, we saw about 500,000 acres of irrigated land fallowed due to drought, and that's out of a total statewide irrigated acreage of a little under 9 million acres. Most of that happens in the San Joaquin Valley, but certainly areas that are served by the Central Valley Project and get agricultural water saw essentially zero deliveries, and a couple in the last drought and now in this drought.
Is there a... Well, let me go back here to the beginning with you, Janine. How did you get into this? How did you get into the Department of Water Resources? A little bit of your background.
Well, I'm a civil engineer by background, and water is one of the disciplines within civil engineering.
Okay. And so have you worked for the California Department for a long time or a short time?
A long time.
Okay, because being a civil engineer and water was then your forte then, I assume.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And is it fascinating or is it maddening?
It's probably some of both. And as I mentioned, in this century, so since 2000,
yeah,
California has seen a lot of drought, so that has made managing water more difficult.
Do we have enough water reservoirs and water retainment areas in California?
Well, if you're in a drought, storage is good, whether it's in surface water reservoirs or groundwater. And there's a lot more capacity in groundwater basins overall to store water. Most of the good surface water reservoir sites have already been used, and the ones that are remaining are very expensive to develop. So there's a lot of interest now in focusing on the groundwater storage opportunities. But, of course, to be able to store water, it first has to rain.
Yeah, you have to have water.
So we need to see more rain in order to be able to store more water.
Well, that just makes sense. I'm here with our Department of Water Resources expert, and she has been working with the Department of Water Resources. She's a civil engineer, and water is her forte, I guess you could say, and Janine Jones. And Janine, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. And I want to talk to you about the Sites Reservoir.
Okay.
It's been on the books for I don't know how long, for as long as I can remember since I moved here up here around 15 years ago, and I think they were talking about it then. But I think it's been around longer than that. And just get your opinion on that one. This portion of our show is brought to you by Jeff Worston and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Worst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix that. And as Linda told everybody the other day, we had a chip on our windshield that was pretty severe, and he fixed it, and you can't even see it right now. He doesn't take chances with your family safety. He's going to fix it, and he's from the old school. He's not going to take a chance there. For a free inspection and analysis, give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street right here in Redding. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It is 8:19 in the morning here on the 29th of June, about 70 degrees, going up to 99 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two right here in Redding at 1845 California Street, downtown Redding. Main branch is at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And the newest branch down in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. They've been open 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. Our guest today is Janine Jones, who is California Department of Water Resources Interstate Resources Manager. And I really appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so much. You know, all we've heard... You are still there, right?
Right.
Okay. Sometimes we lose them during the break. Coming in today to talk about this, and when we left, I mentioned I wanted to talk about the site's reservoir. Can you give us some information about that?
Well, as I'd mentioned when we were talking about storage, the reservoir sites that were easy to construct and relatively inexpensive have all been built. So, you know, in the last several decades, the sites that people have been looking at are the ones that are much more expensive and difficult to do. Sites Reservoir has been under study for a long time, which is not unusual. It has the advantage of being an off-stream storage reservoir, which would reduce some of the environmental permitting issues, but it is a very expensive project. And the people who have been interested in building it to obtain the water supply have essentially been looking for ways to finance it.
Well, is it a good idea? I hear things are saying it's too shallow. It's, the evaporation on one side are saying it's just be terrible. Other side saying we need more storage for agriculture and fish. So is this... I mean, we got strong sentiments from both sides.
Well, I think people in general would agree that we need more storage for cities, farms, and the environment altogether, as you know, this drought is indicating. And Sites Reservoir would be one option for doing that if there is the will among the beneficiaries to finance it.
Okay, has it just been the money part of it? Because I thought I'd read someplace that they had the funds for it. It's just being held up.
No, they do not have full funding for it.
Okay.
The state of California, courtesy of a bond measure previously approved by the voters, would provide some funding for the environmental benefits of it. And a variety of water agencies have said that they would chip in for part of the cost. But they don't currently have full funding, although there's been some recent talk of a potential federal loan. But, people need to see if that pans out and if, in fact, they do have a financing package that works.
Okay. I'm looking at your site before, or the California Water Resources, they talk about a groundwater management plan. I've read things, and I'm sure a lot of people have, and that's why I'm glad you're on the show, is that sometimes we've in some locations, have pumped out so much groundwater that the ground is sinking. Has that happened in many places around California?
Well, so land subsidence, which is what we call extracting a fluid, whether it's water or oil and gas, from the subsurface, which then results in that sinking you mentioned, has been widespread in areas of California. The San Joaquin Valley, for example, has one of the greatest amounts of subsidence anywhere in the country. And that has been due to long-term groundwater overdraft of more than 1 million acre feet a year. although in California we think of most of the subsidence, you know, currently occurring in the San Joaquin Valley. There's certainly been historical land subsidence in places like the Santa Clara Valley in the San Jose area before they began managing their groundwater, and also historical subsidence in some of the oil and gas areas in Southern California. In the Sacramento Valley, there has been, particularly in recent years, some localized areas of subsidence, but not nearly as large as what has historically occurred in the San Joaquin Valley.
Okay. It just seems like we've been hearing, you know, I've been hearing about that. Is there anything anybody can do? I mean, the only thing that would happen to fix that is if you the groundwater was replaced. Can you?
Or
am I being too simple with that one?
So the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, which was passed by the legislature in 2014, requires agencies that take water from the state's most used large groundwater basins to manage those basins to avoid undesirable impacts. And land subsidence is defined as one of those impacts.
Mm-hmm.
So agencies are now finishing their plans, which will then be reviewed by the state for how they plan to do this in the future. Going forward, SGMA allowed agencies 20 years to comply with the law because it takes time to put things in place, to ramp down groundwater pumping, find substitute supplies, do whatever they need to. So the first set of plans for critically overdrafted basins, primarily in the San Joaquin Valley, took effect in 2020, so they have until 2040 to come into compliance. And the second set of plans, which are for all of the other basins, come into effect in 2020, so they will have until 2042 to come into compliance.
Okay, and so when you say come in compliance, what can you give me some, an example of that?
That would be to manage their groundwater basins sustainably so
okay.
that they are not, for example, causing a lot of new subsidence.
Okay, so that'd be pumping less.
Uh-huh.
That's essentially what we're talking about.
Pumping less or finding the water to recharge to make up the supply deficit. But the practical reality is that in many areas such as the San Joaquin Valley, they have been chronically short on water relative to what they have been using. So it will be hard to find the makeup water, particularly if we, you know, continue with drought conditions.
Janine, this problem, as long as we have this drought going on and we continue to have more people in the agriculture the way it is, unless there's more water, that's not going to be fixable, is it?
Well, you know, we have two things going on. So if you think about California's historical perspective, you know, California has always been a state with high population growth, especially after the World War II population boom,
uh-huh.
when the state's population really exploded.
Right.
Well, now our population growth has slowed down considerably, but the other thing that's going on is the fact that we are essentially transitioning to a warmer climate with less precipitation. So, you know, even though our population demand isn't increasing much relative to water, essentially Mother Nature is, you might say, taking it away on the water supply side. So in the future, we expect to have somewhat less water than we've had. And if you look at the hydrology of California in the 20th century versus the 21st century, you really do see that shift to a drier pattern.
Well, you know, there's a variety of books. I think Cadillac Desert or Desert Cadillac was one of them. I'm not sure how accurate that was. But others that say, you know, we live in a state that's kind of like semi-arid. And yet we have treated it like we're in the, you know, in the midst of a equatorial type jungle with all the water we need. Is when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk to you about that. That is it time that we're going to have to start making some tough choices in the sense of maybe we can't be the agricultural giant that we've been? Is there going to be a time that we have to talk about fish versus humans and that when we come back from the break? This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's district premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Yeah, that's right. That's Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business, and don't call the 800 number. Give Doug a call at 530-241-3474 to see why Dish is such a great service. We have Dish, and we have very few problems with it. We're happy in what we have, and let me tell you, Doug Tooley keeps everything rolling. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local retailer at 530-241-3474, B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with Janine Jones, who is California's Department of Water Resources, Interstate Resources Manager.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:34 in the morning, 70, okay, it just reset, 75 degrees out there here on the 29th of June. It's going to be, it's not as bad this week as last week, thank goodness. In fact, there might be a chance of rain, and which is kind of pleasure to hear at the end of June, the beginning of July. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Avelo Airlines. Did you know you can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading? The the flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. Now, that's you have to catch those. But the only way you're going to find out and the only way you're going to book your flights is go directly to AveloAir.com. That's Avelo Airlines. We're on the phone with the California Department of Water Resources, and our guest is has been talking to us about the conditions of what's going on, and I've got several questions, and I will tell you, during the break, I said, is there something we need to really talk about? And Janine Jones, who is the DWR's Interstate Resources Manager, gave me a couple ideas, and one of them is the problem that the wildfires that we've had so many of, and we can look forward to, and the impact it's had on our water tables. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking about the fact that in this century, or in other words, since 2000, California has had more dry years than not. Well, we tend to think about drought, and you know, if we're talking about water, we immediately think about water supply. But the other side of that is, what does drought do to unmanaged areas or to the environment? And that's where wildfire comes in. So if you look at the statistics that CAL FIRE, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, has, they point out that out of the top 20 largest fires and the top 20 most damaging fires, all but two of them, for their entire period of record, have occurred since 2000. And if you just think back over the last decade or so and about these big fires that we have been experiencing, it becomes very obvious that we're seeing a lot more wildfires. And people don't realize it, but wildfire also creates problems for water suppliers. For example, in 2018, the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa destroyed a big portion of the municipal water distribution system for the city of Santa Rosa. And then, of course, there was the Butte Fire in the Sacramento Valley area, and some major fires like the Wolsey Fire in Southern California that also did a lot of damage to water infrastructure. And if we look just very locally in your area, a couple of years ago, in the same year, both the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's Keswick power plant and our DWR Hyatt power plant had to do emergency precautionary evacuations because of wildfire very near these big pumping plants. So we're seeing a lot more risk, not just for the natural environment, but also obviously for homes and for infrastructure that's in these areas. And that's quite a bit different than what we saw in the 20th century.
Isn't it? You know, it's interesting because, of course, we get hit with the Carr Fire, the Paradise Fire, and all of these, but you don't think about what it does to when it takes out that infrastructure. Because it's, you know, we kind of focus, as people do, on people losing their homes and lives in this. But if the infrastructure is taken out, that stops us from pumping that water back where it belongs.
Yeah, for example, a few years ago, the city of San Francisco's Hetch Hetchy facilities up near the Yosemite area, had substantial damage to a power plant and some infrastructure up there. So it's something that water agencies are increasingly having to think about if they have facilities that are in areas that are at risk.
Well, that would tell me that that might be one of their priorities, to make sure that they've got defensible ground around there. And
backup power supplies and all of those other things.
Well, the other thing the drought does is, like Lake Orville dropped so much that they couldn't even use their power generators there. And then with Lake Shasta, 3 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, it was filled up. And now it's, you know, it's been going down ever since then.
It's worth pointing out that this isn't just a California issue. This is happening across the Southwest, and you've probably seen that the Colorado River has been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, so Lake Mead.
Lake Mead and Lake Powell are the two largest reservoirs in the United States. Both of them are at record lows, and the Bureau of Reclamation has been taking some urgent measures to try and protect the power elevation at Lake Mead so that those turbines would not be stranded should the lake continue to drop.
It's getting close to that, too, the last thing I read.
Uncomfortably close, yes.
And if those pipes are uncovered, what do they do then?
Well, you know, one of the big concerns relative to Lake Powell, no one ever expected that it would drop this low, and most of the releases from Lake Powell go through the power plant, not through the lower level outlet works. So there are concerns about the ability to, you know, maintain high flows, relatively high flows, through those lower outlet works for sustained long periods of time, because that's not the way they've been historically operated.
We're in trouble, aren't we?
You know, we are definitely seeing some big fingerprints around climate warming here in the southwestern U.S.
Janine, reclamation of water, I know there's areas that they reclaim all the water they can. They use it for agriculture, watering, golf courses or whatever. Are we doing as much as we can in California for that?
You know, there are legislative goals set for water recycling, and there's been state financial assistance to help agencies achieve that. But, you know, in many areas, the barrier has been affordability. You know, recycled water has been used for non-potable applications, such as, you know, irrigation of things like golf courses or crops. Also is being used for salinity control to create a seawater barrier through injection in the Orange County area. And some agencies are moving quite close to doing what's called direct potable reuse, which is where you take the reclaimed water and put it directly back into the distribution system. There's a project that is, pretty far along in that area in San Diego, for example. But, you know, it is a relatively drought-proof source of supply, so that makes it very attractive. And I should mention, California also has what was at the time a really groundbreaking agricultural application in the Castroville area, where recycled water is being used for irrigation on crops with direct human consumption that are normally, you know, eaten raw, like salad vegetables.
I understand that recycling or reclamation of this water, it's got a higher pH, but it's still humans could use it, but animals could use this. And like you just said, farming, with vegetables and stuff. Is it true, I hate asking these questions, but is it true that in Los Angeles there's a pipe a huge pipe that pours millions of gallons of water a day out into the ocean that could be reclaimed?
Yeah, so, you know, if you look at California's coastal areas, whether you're talking about the Bay Area, Los Angeles, or San Diego, all of them have large ocean outfalls for their wastewater treatment plants. And, you know, to the extent that more of that water can be treated for, you know, recycled for use on the land, you know, that's certainly a source. Just imagine, I don't know if you've ever been to Los Angeles, but the size of their Hyperion wastewater treatment plant is just amazing. So efforts over time have been focused on taking some of that waste stream and making it reusable.
And it's, is it just because of the cost of it? Is, I mean, have we reached that point? It seems like we've reached that point that maybe we should really start taking a look at that. And if we could recycle a million gallons of water a day and use it, you know, probably the cost would be worth it at this point, since it's not going to get any better over the next couple of years.
Yeah, water recycling has is becoming increasingly cost competitive in many areas. Historically, you know, there was a concern about consumer reluctance, for example, for direct potable reuse. So historically, much of the recycled water was used for things like landscape irrigation in urban areas or irrigating pasture. And, you know, that uses a limited amount of water relative to the volume of wastewater that's being produced. But, you know, with technologies, it's possible to clean up the wastewater to whatever standards you would like. It's just a question of the treatment costs, and then you need to build new infrastructure to, you know, take that water that was going in one direction and basically piping it back uphill, so to speak.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things like I spent a lot of time in the Middle East and the desalination plants. They use them because they have no water, and but they get all of their water from the sea. But it's pretty expensive. Is that something else we need to look at?
Well, you know, the cost of desalinization has been coming down over time as new membranes are developed, because desalination is basically a filtration technology that uses these membranes that can filter out, you know, very small particles. And in fact, recycled water projects also use membranes as part of their treatment process. Desalinization just uses membranes that filter out even smaller particles. So, you know, it's certainly the technology is there, and the issue has been a lot on the side of the operating costs, because desalination requires high amounts of energy to operate. But as people come up with better and better membranes and water becomes increasingly harder to come by, it becomes a more viable resource.
I'm here with Janine Jones, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being with us. I've got one more segment, and if I can hold you here for one more segment, and talking about the what you think is going to happen here in the future. And I got another question here. If this continues like this, things that, that we're going to see and that maybe we should be prepared for. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I've been going to for 15 years. And they've been our sponsor since the day we opened. And I can't say enough about this. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. We'll be right back with Janine Jones, who is California Department of Water Resources Interstate Resources Manager.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Ready Go 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabaña at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays and the 4th of July. La Cabaña serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. Dine in or take out. La Cabaña, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Talking to Ms. Edwards about things going on out at the Rancheria, the latest lawsuit and results of that, and more tomorrow. My guest today is Janine Jones, who is the California Department of Water Resources Interstate Resources Manager, and you have been a fountain of information today. Can I say that? A veritable,
oh, thank you.
A veritable waterfall of information. I know that was, you know. Hey, do you think that we've come to the point where people are going to need to have, you know, we put solar on new homes. Are we going to start having to put gray water systems in new homes?
You know, that is certainly a possibility, but getting back to what we were talking previously about water recycling,
uh-huh.
One of the potential paths forward in the future is that there are some communities in Southern California that integrated purple pipe, as they call it, the
yes.
piping system that's needed
yeah.
for recycled water, that integrated that into new home development. So that only the, you know, really expensive, highly treated water is being used for human consumption, but your outdoor, you know, lawn watering and such is being done with recycled water. And as I said, a few communities in Southern California have done that. It's obviously, easier to do with new construction than retrofitting existing construction.
Sure.
But that's certainly something to consider in the future, especially in areas that are, you know, tight on water supplies.
Well, I know people that take showers and they have a bucket in the shower with them. And they use that to water the flowers and trees and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's a daily showers or a bath or something like that. That's more than usable. Is it going to come down, do you think? And then is it going to be fish versus humans here in California?
Well, I think we have to think about it in terms of, you know, California's got, what, 40 million people, a little less than 9 million acres of irrigated agriculture, quite a few species, aquatic species, that are listed as either threatened or endangered. So we already have a lot of existing competition for water resources. And going forward, as we think about adapting to a warming climate, that tends to suggest that there will be less water for these uses going forward. So we need to think about managing more efficiently and, you know, doing what we can with what we have. And certainly, you know, we haven't talked about this yet, but one of the other things to think about is the expected loss of snowpack due to climate change. You know, snowpack is really important for the anadromous fish, so in other words, the salmon in particular that are such a water management concern in the Sacramento Valley, because they need really cold water. So not only do we have to think about the quantity of water, we have to think about the temperature. And, you know, if we look, say, 20, 30 years into the future, we need to think about what kind of infrastructure do we need to put in place for conditions in which we have less snowpack storage in the wintertime, and we have probably more water coming down the rivers in a very short period of time in very large wet events, and then we have long periods of time where we don't get much water. So the infrastructure that we have in the Central Valley, the rim reservoirs and such, was really designed on the basis of mid-20th century hydrology, and we're already seeing that that hydrology is changing. So going forward, we need to think about adapting our infrastructure. And, you know, speaking of adaptation, one of the things that people are already starting to experiment with is this concept of forecast-informed reservoir operations, which is now in pilot project stage at Lake Mendocino on the Russian River, at Oroville and New Bullards Bar on the, you know, Sacramento Valley side, and then at a site in Southern California, Prado Reservoir.
You know, I've learned more today about our water resources than I have through reading and, you know, because, you know, you read things, but then, like the purple pipes, I read about, I said, why aren't we all doing something like that? And then I'd heard about the millions of gallons of water going out, and why aren't we doing something about that? But you've answered all those questions. Do you envision in the future that we're really going to get serious about reclaiming that water?
Well, I think as, you know, water becomes less available and hence, you know, increasingly valuable, we're going to see a lot more investment in the, you know, the infrastructure and the techniques needed to do that.
Okay, now this is people that have the river, really the riparian rights along rivers, are those going to, you think those are going to come under fire?
Well, you know, there's certainly going to be more attention paid not just to riparian but also appropriative rights, but how do you measure them and how do you manage them?
Yeah.
The State Water Resources Control Board, which is another state agency that administers water rights, is putting a lot of effort into updating its data and measurement systems related to water rights, because, you know, the saying, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Right.
So, you know, there's been a lot of progress made in some of the physical measurement, but now they need to essentially, you know, convert their paper records into an electronic system of records and start managing that system more closely.
Okay. We're here with Janine Jones, who is the California Department of Water Resources Interstate Resources Manager. And you're down, where are you located at?
Sacramento.
Okay, so you're down in Sacramento then.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.